You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
This podcast was never supposed to happen. Wasn't on the schedule, wasn't on the books. I didn't plan it. And that's why Kelly and some of the regulars aren't there, which, you know, that's okay. I was sitting in the studio about to do some rehearsal with my friend Eric Rivera, my pal, my Guatemalan little boy, my Gunga Din. And I looked over and Amy Schumer was standing there. She sat down, we wound up talking, and I was like, well, fuck it, you want to do a show? She was like, absolutely. And then she texted Rachel Feinstein, and the show, this is a great podcast. I had a blast. I'm not going to tell you the topic, but let's just say I revealed, again, maybe a little too honest with you motherfuckers out there. About my creepy life and my fucking stupidness. And Amy and Rachel and Eric were okay with, basically finding out the details of my weirdness. So I hope you enjoy this one. We talked to Amy about her show coming out, which, you know, me and Norton actually did a little part in. And a lot of comics that you know, it's I can't wait for the show. It's so funny. It's such a funny show. I saw the pilot and it's... She's so good at it. She's so good at, you know, the man on the street stuff and the stand-up and the sketches are great. So I can't wait for the show. A funny sketch show. Again, like the Chappelle show. So this is a great show. Amy Schumer, me, Eric Rivera, Rachel Feinstein or Stein. I don't know. But enjoy this one. Okay, this is called... I think it's just called Amy Schumer. What the fuck else am I going to call it? You know what, dude? Podcast. Riotcast.com. Spread the word. Again, email us at ykwd@riotcast.com. Donate. Use Amazon. Use our sponsors. If you guys enjoy the show. It will always be free. You'll never have to pay for it. But because I know you son of a bitches in the UK, you guys have no money. So I'm kidding. Just one of you. But that's it. Enjoy the show. I'm yapping too much. I don't want this to be like other podcasts that just go on and 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 on at the beginning of the show with sponsors and blah, 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 blah. Eat
down. Hey, gang. This is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Burt Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
All right, testing. Well, fucking Christ, suck a dick.
What happened?
My computer shut down. All right, we're back with the You Know What, Dude podcast, YKWD, with Amy Schumer and Eric Rivera. We just did around 15 minutes of funny, interesting shit.
Yeah.
And it shut the fuck down.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, we're recording right now. That's why I'm talking into the mic. Okay. I don't talk into the microphone.
No, I'm just making sure because I see all these things popping up on your screen. So I'm not.
No, I'm just checking shit to make sure that I have. I've never ever. We just did 15 minutes. It was fucking funny, hilarious, and everything.
Yeah, I'm out.
That's baby it. Rape.
I'm out of gas now.
But you're out of.
Oh my god. Baby rape didn't go out.
Know. No, baby rape did not get in, which was a fucking
Let's
hilarious
just like follow line. The sign I love of the Lord that it was not supposed to go in. Wow.
I was talking about Amy's show. Fucking Eric got the hot boot from California, went out there with a hope and a dream from
gave him the one-way ticket back.
I still got the hope.
I hate it out there.
I hate it too.
Everybody hates it.
It's funny, I'm so angry.
Me and my wife were sitting in the car the other day and she's like, do you miss anything of California? I was like, no. A thing.
I hate it everywhere, though, except for New York.
Yeah.
I really do. I feel angry the whole time I'm on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get to bring friends. That's one thing I... You know, Rogan said that
not
to me
friends,
once.
Friends, like...
You bring a friend.
I really like both my openers, but they're not friends. Like, we don't go get drinks in life. My friends that I would want to do that with are beyond opening for me.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But, like, the people opening for me right now, Mark Normand, who is really funny, but he's not, like... I'd never be like, let's get a drink. I like that it's, you know, sort of a little.
Right.
And then this chick, Bridget Everett, who's hilarious and should, you know, she should be like headlining in Vegas. But she's like a cabaret act. She's
who's
like a
singer.
Girl
that was in Vegas when I was out there with you?
Jackie Monahan.
She's your friend.
She's in L.A.
But she's in L.A.
Yeah.
Okay.
She moved out there?
Yeah, she's been out there for a while.
Oh, wow.
I moved out to L.A. twice. I moved out there. I booked, I went out there for pilot season. I booked 8. With Adrenaline Run, which was a pilot for the USA Network back when it was shitty, when it had 18 Wheels of Justice on.
Right.
Adrenaline
Run.
Ugh. It was, you know, the you know how they have the helicopter chases, police chases in LA?
Yes.
You turn the TV on at any time of day.
Always.
There's a fucking high speed chase on the highway. They would take that real footage and base a story before and after it. And we were the adrenaline.
It was always just like a car.
It was a car, and they'd take it, and then they'd put a story before and after, and we were the adrenaline runners. So we get a call that there was this high-speed chase, and we'd chase him down.
But
I was always in the back seat, and they made me have a mustache. If I could get this footage, if you saw this footage, you'd fucking laugh. I have a hat on that doesn't fit, and I have a mustache, and I'm always in the back seat. Like, there's no need for me in the show. I was supposed to get killed the first episode. And the guy liked me. He was like, we're going to keep you in. You're just going to get hurt. And
every episode you got hurt?
No, I just got hurt. I was supposed to get killed. I was supposed to get shot in the first one. I was in the back seat.
That's so nice that they didn't kill you.
I thought that was your shtick. You'd run and like fall. And
well, they killed the fucking show. It didn't ever made it.
That's why, you know, the other night, Michael Che, you know, like a newer guy at the Cellar. He's like, are you so psyched about your show? And I'm like... Like, your body stops letting you be excited about shit because you get so many false starts and so many, like, this is it. So I'm like, no, I can't.
You can't.
Like, what's the last thing you were, like really excited about?
The pilot, the Bronx Warrants that.
How ahead of yourself did you let yourself get?
I didn't let a little bit at the end when we shot it. I mean, it was the first time I was a lead on a show.
Yeah.
It was FX, which is my dream.
Totally.
I literally would sit in bed and dream about being on FX I'm overweight. I'm what I am. I didn't have to be something else or get thin or get, and I could be a cop with the badge that hangs on your shirt.
Right.
That type. It was my dream gig. Literally my dream affirmation gig that I was on. And I after we were done the last year shooting, I actually let myself get ahead of it. And then I had to pull back because it just, I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And this is what sucked. It went from August to December, the week after Christmas, when they finally said, we're not picking it up. That was the worst part.
When you get that, like, we're going to let you know this date. And then they're like, okay, we're not letting you know. It just, like, even right there, that's like such a, it just like wounds you. It just kind of chips away at you. So now it's like, I don't know what could happen. That it's been a while since I was like, you know, but even like finding out my pilot got picked up and they were going to make it. Mm. I still was just like, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for somebody to pull the rug out. You know,
What's so funny, though, is that I was on the show with Norton.
Yeah.
We shot you, which was great, too. This is the best part about
you guys are so funny.
When somebody, you know, gets something is that you don't have to audition. It's like, you know who's funny, they can do the job, and they just go in and do it.
I was like, Bobby and Norton, like, that's who has to play these roles, no question.
And then it's so funny how much work goes into that, like seeing her, you know, not only be a star, which is makeup, lines, all the shit you have to do, you have to be funny and good, but then the writing and the producing and all that shit, then when you get picked up, did that go, fuck?
Like, what about, like, how much work I was going to have to do?
Yeah, it's like, you got it. Now, fuck, I'm fucked.
A little bit, yeah.
Did you get overwhelmed?
I don't remember that moment, but I remember being like, okay, we're really going to have to write all this shit now and really do it. And, you know, now when it's like, everyone's like, I think we're going to get a season two, like season two. And I just, this week was like, do I even want that? Like, it's so much work. But you know what it was? Like, the road is killing me right now. I'm doing the show. I've been doing the show. And then I'm on the weekends. I'm on the road. And it's like killing me. So I do want to make the show. But it's like, I'm booked every like second until June. And I can't keep doing this. It's like killing me. And Lisa Lampanelli and I, we just randomly were on a flight together on our way back from Minneapolis. And we were just like talking. And I'm looking at her. And I'm like, this is... like she's, you know, she's rich, she's married to a great guy and like has a great life. Yeah. And I was like, I don't think I can do it. Like, I don't think I can keep doing it like this. And I really wanted to, but I don't think I can keep doing
it. You can't
it.
Do the road. Look, the road is a beast though. The road is a motherfucker.
It's all one nighters. Yeah. I'm three different cities. I'm on a plane 4 days a week. It's killing me right now. I can't do
it. But here's the deal with that. Like that to me, like everybody's at a different level. Mm-hmm. Like I have to do clubs still. So I got to go in Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
And it's like a, you never know the crowd. You never know the opener. You never know what the fucking club's going to be like. And you go up and you're like, oh, fuck, just please, let me just go tell my jokes. Let everybody be nice. Let everybody have a good time. Let's just get this over with no damage. I just want to do this with no damage.
Right, because we feel so beat up. Right.
It's fucked. Like, I would love to do one-nighters.
But the whole audience is there to see.
Anytime I get a one-nighter, I don't even look at the money. Yes.
Yeah.
One night and I'm fucking out?
Yeah.
Yes.
It would be really nice to have one night and I'm out and I come home. But it's this past weekend. It was Cincinnati, Indianapolis,
Minneapolis. And these are all theaters.
Yeah, they're little theaters. They're not like.
Oh, that's fucking.
And it's like, oh my god! I just realized when I pulled. I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. Like the people that I think of when like who do theaters.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not like in the massive room where you know. But yeah. And the money's better than it was. But it's not. I'm not like. It doesn't feel worth it.
Well, I want you to look in Eric's eyes when you say that.
Well,
no, I get it. Look, I was making $2,000 a weekend not that long ago.
Yeah. You said $2,000 a weekend. His eyes just lit. What, $2,000?
No. No, I know. I feel like that. I feel like that too. But it's so weird how shit just like the shit you thought you wanted, you get it, and you're just like, ooh, wait, this
That's
is the life
work.
I thought. Yeah, and every interview, they're like, when did you know you wanted to be a comic? And I'm like, I never had that. I never had that thing that I wanted to do that.
It just happened.
Did you guys have like a, I want that, like one day I'll be a comedian?
No, there's never that. Like people
that?
Expect that little like kid thing to be like, oh, I want to be a comic.
You said you had that when you saw me at the Cellar.
When I saw you, I was like, this guy's a fucking rock star.
Yeah, but you said when you saw me at the Cellar, you were in college, that you were like, I want
to
be
No, you're messing up the story.
Oh my God, you
18.
Went to college?
Yeah, I did go to
college. I'm just kidding.
Are you allowed?
It was a grant.
yeah.
He got it from Central America.
I'm guessing. It was the diversity for college.
Exactly.
Yeah, he made a really good quilt for the president at the time.
I saw you at 18, and I didn't know you could do that as a living. Cause in
what,
high
be
school,
funny?
No, in high school, no. In high school, you have like certain jobs that you know. And then I saw that.
Like drug mule.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah. You can wear one of those Lincoln hats and sell a blanket on a dirt road.
It's a basket.
Fucking farm chicklets.
Yeah. Haul eggs up a hill on your head.
Train donkeys. This is. I could do this for a while. I think.
Drink.
All right, easy.
Drink wine juice and die on
He's
the side
like
of
saying
the
that you made his dreams and we're both just like trashing. I don't even know what your ethnicity is, to be honest.
Guatemalan.
And Puerto Rican.
Look at these fucking.
Oh, I'm using the wrong stereotypes.
The whole movie Apocalypto is right in front of you.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
But I went to college and then I fell into comedy. I was going for communication. I was going to do TV production.
Right. On a Spanish channel.
No, on American channel. What's wrong with you?
It's not going to happen.
English speaking channel. Yeah, it does.
So then, yeah, but I what I understand what you're saying, though, is I never, ever, I was going to be an art teacher. I wanted to be an art teacher for kids. I was
really?
Going to art school. I was two classes away from getting my associate's degree in fine arts. I was painting and drawing and typography and desktop publishing and And then I did a fucking talent show with Dane Cook and a couple other guys, and we won. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm done. I'm doing this. This is where,
we're all so impulsive and just like just got guided by this so fast.
Yeah.
But you really do. You just get obsessed with it. And I think if you're a masochist, which I know we all are, this is, it's like why it's the same as boxing. You're just like, it's that draw of like, just I need to prove myself every second, you know, like I'm just going to feel like shit most of the time. And my happiness, my immediate happiness is dependent on you people.
Well, here's the thing, you know, and believe it or not, people like you and Louie and even Quinn and Norton too, like there's certain friends that I have that I get fucked up, I get down too, and you know, I quit smoking, I gained all this fucking weight back, and that's why like I'm not having sugar and I'm not having carbs for 3 weeks. Because I'm sitting there and like you'll wake up, you'll go to boxing at fucking 8 or 9, and then you go work all fucking day on your show. There's no way. I've been looking for a way around responsibility my whole life. And now that I'm in the dream gig, that I love what I do and I have opportunities, there's no way around it. There's no way around the responsibility.
Right.
Once you get the gig, once you get your show, once you become successful, it's only more work.
Yeah.
There's more radio to do. There's more shows to do. It's way more work.
Totally.
It's crazy.
It's like, oh, if this show works out, then I will have even less time to try to find any sort of happiness. I just, you know, it's just like, when does it stop for a little bit? And you know, that sounds like I'm such a cunt and I should be like so grateful, but I haven't had like a couple hours to do like anything. Like I'm doing shit till I get home at night, and then like tonight's the first night and I was like, I just want to see
and I
you
fucking
guys.
Put the girl on a podcast. What a dick I am.
No, I'm sure I've already said shit I regret, but I just wanted to come see you guys and hang out.
Right.
I mean, we would be talking like this without
anyways,
a mic.
Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, like, I don't know. It's just, I can't see, I have nothing that like in the next 3 months that I'm looking forward to.
Nothing?
Well, I guess the show airing.
When's the show coming out?
April 30th.
Let me tell you something.
That's exciting.
Are you doing a big premiere or something in New York or?
On April 20 some, like, you know, the week before, it'll be like a, you know, a party. I'm sure that'll be press, but.
It's
but that's work.
It's work, but.
I'm not going to go and like, you know.
Get drunk.
I went to the girls' premiere of HBO, which I'm on this Sunday. Hi.
Are you really?
Yeah. And I was watching Lena Dunham and I was like, fuck, that looks awful. Like she just had to, like just, she was just working and she was, you could tell she was like, oh, I just want out of here. I think she left early because everybody just was like, and even like the coolest people, you know, like are lined up to talk to her. It's like Steve Buscemi, Debbie Harry. It's, you know, it's just like, God, it's work. And then you're out there more for people to criticize you. And like, I don't read Twitter.
Oh.
I can't.
You can't.
Do you read Twitter?
I stop. I have to because I.
Why?
I do the podcast.
The pain.
No.
That's it's.
I do the podcast.
Painful.
I do the podcast, and a lot of people have questions, and I talk to these motherfuckers. But as soon as I see, I don't read the. As soon as I see the bad thing,
you see like the keywords.
As the keywords, I just block them. I don't like. I used to talk to them. I used to DM them. I used to go to their Facebook, find out their family, how
the
many
people
kids
who said
they
mean
have.
Shit.
And I would go and be like, your baby's got a fucked up face.
Did you ever feel better?
I felt better one time when a kid trashed me. And you know what I hate is when they come in and hijack your Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you do your ad for like I'm at Boston. And then there's a bunch of I'm coming. I'm definitely going to be there. And I'll like it. And I'll be like, cool. I can't wait to see you guys. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
And then they'll, you know, there's two things I hate. When they call you a pussy for pandering or promoting, it's like I'm sorry
I'm
that
making
I
making my living, like what do you want?
Yeah, I'm not a professional. I don't do the Facebook or Twitter for profession. I do stand-up comedy. Come see, you know, you idiot. And then I hate when they hijack it and they'll be like, fuck you, you fat fuck, and all of a sudden it's all this cool shit that they're coming to the show and then you fat fuck, and it's not funny or it's in I'm fucking gone.
But they feel like they're your friend and that's them like Right? Like, isn't that what that is?
Those guys do. You know, I used to love Patrice had unfollow Mondays.
What was that?
Block Mondays. He would go in and block. He would go through his thing and block people that were dickheads. He blocked people who didn't have more than two followers.
Oh, my God.
You didn't deserve to be following him, yeah, which was beautiful. Because
really,
it does
really
make sense in a weird way.
Yeah.
And then he'd always block two people that he blocked. So he'd go into his account and find two of his friends and block them, too. So, and if you ever tried to defend a blocked person, you got blocked and two of your people got blocked.
I have blocked many a person, but I just like, I don't know. It's just bad. I feel real good not reading it.
Well, here's the thing.
Because I can't feel compliments or insults. I'm just like, yeah. It's...
Yeah, the compliments, compliments are cool, but it's the insults, like, you know, the O&A guys, some of them are funny. I mean, I'll read them. I'm like, God, that was a good
one. Once in a blue.
And I'm like, okay. And then, but some of them, it's like, look, I'm not that guy. I'm married. I got a kid coming.
Yeah.
I like fucking being cute. I like cute shit, you cocksucker.
Right.
Go see my stand up. I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
So, and I'm very lucky too that the fans, O&A fans that do come and see me are fucking great. They come with, you know, usually with a chick and they're fucking cool. But the mean
they
guys.
They are. They're never like, they're always cool.
Yeah. The ones that come out to
come
see
out
you.
To see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're always like good dudes. They're never a problem. Like I've never been like, oh, who's that guy that got thrown out? And it was the O&A guy. It's like,
yeah, I love Patrice used to walk out and just toss half the crowd.
Yeah.
And just be like, you get him out. You're not going to like what I like. I'm going to talk about. Fuck you. And people would just be like, fuck you. And they'd go, okay, bye. And then he'd go, okay, let's start now. And I mean, like, I wish I had the self-esteem to do that or the confidence in my act.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I got to see Patrice like walk. I think the whole room at Stand Up New York, but then I also I produced a show once a month back in the day, and it was at this theater that was in a temple, and it was. Did you guys ever do it?
No.
No. Okay. So I just like kind of asked him, "Would you ever do my show?" I'd done the Black Phillip show, you know, his like radio show, and he was just like, "Yeah, I'll do." He was just doing me a favor,
right?
You know. And he showed up and it was like just totally doing me a favor. And he was like, how much time do you want me to do? And I said, you could do 5 minutes or you can do an hour and 5 minutes. And he went on and they'd already been there like an hour and a half at least. Yeah. And then he went on and he did over an hour, just sat there and just crushed. And like no one in the room, it felt like nobody, like everybody was totally either hysterical laughing or just like silent for a couple of minutes, just listening and listening and listening.
Yeah.
And I was just like, he got off stage and I was just like, thank you. Like you didn't, it was just so great. And it was for my theater company. It was like a fundraiser, you know, and he just like, it was like, he just gave everyone a gift. He was, you know.
Yeah,
like getting,
and he never came into the city.
No,
to do comedy.
He came in. It was just like
he never did that. He always was like, nah. He does, I go on the road. I do my shit then, and I don't need to come in and do jokes. 15 minutes or 20 minutes of horse shit for some club for 25, but does nothing for me. Yeah, he was. I remember I did a show with him in Atlantic City, and I went up and I killed, and then he went up. And I was like, oh my God, I am so far away.
Yeah, what I did wasn't the even the same animal as what,
The crowd, like you said, there's something about him that you listened. You can laugh, make a crowd laugh, okay. But he made a crowd listen. Like he had a psychology he was preaching, and you'd have to actually pay attention to it and agree with it or disagree with it.
Right.
So you had to pick a side.
There was no indifference.
No.
You could learn something or you could reject something.
Yeah, but you gotta laugh.
You're gonna laugh and but that like his sort of need for the truth. Mm. And accepting nothing less than that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a part of the direction I'm going in. And I don't know if it's out of respect for him or just that's sort of what's happening in life. But I feel that now. And even like at the table at the Cellar the other night, I put the sign in front of a girl. And
it was
like
Kelly.
It was I don't know her name. I don't remember her name, but it was like she just like I was like, and I just felt like Patrice would kill me if I didn't put this sign in front of this girl and tell her to shut the
fuck
up.
Was she a comic or she just?
She was. When do you? I mean, I bet she would say she's a comic. Yeah, like she's definitely done stand up before.
Because there's a younger generation. They just sit down.
The entitlement.
Like,
I was terrified of that table. I didn't sit back there for at least 2 years. And then when I did, it was like I didn't say a word.
Yeah,
Before I was even passed, I'd have dinner a couple tables away. Nervous, yeah. And then slowly, then I was up at the bar.
Yeah, but then when Esty gave him the fucking hosting position, then he showed up all perky with his stupid Guatemalan smile and his vest.
Homemade cups.
Then I got smashed a couple times, got rid of a couple outfits and
vests.
Oh my God.
I wore a jacket the other night.
Vests.
I remember sitting outside of the table. Like before I sat back there, it was like summer and I would sit outside and I remember the first time I like opened my mouth where you guys would even know that I was like, that there was a person in me, you know, because I was just so nervous. It was you, Mikey DiStefano. I think Colin, it was just like a small group. We were at the table outside and I never said anything. And the first way I made everyone laugh was I said something trashing you.
Yeah, what'd you say?
Do you remember this at all?
No.
Well, Mikey was like, the only reason I sat down was he's like, Amy, come sit with us. I want to help you with your career. Right. You know, just like joking because it was like, oh, there's a girl here. Oh, God.
I'm kidding.
So so I sat down and you know, I look like I'm going to be a dumb bitch and I have nothing to say. And I know that. But then like when everyone laughed. Like everyone was like laughing at you and I didn't laugh. And you were like, Amy, what's your problem? Like, and I was like, oh no, nothing. Like I just have, you've never said anything that I thought was funny. And like, the table like everybody exploded.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, oh, okay. Like I can, I'm allowed to, if it's the right moment, jump in and trash everybody like they do. And then just slowly over time. But I mean, I've been at the Cellar now over 6 years and it was just in the last two that I started to really feel comfortable, with.
Well, look, it's that, as Colin says, the table's over.
Oh, God, it is?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, when we used to hang there back in the day when it was, all of us.
Right.
And you came in at the tail end. And we would sit out front. Any night of the week, you'd come out and there was a gang of us out front.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'd be at the table. Or there'd be a table inside and out. And then, what happens is exactly what's happening to you. You get busy. You're on the road.
Right.
You got a job. You get a gig and you're gone. And we're all headliners now.
Right.
We're all fucking kind of middlers or headliners or searching for a fucking gig back then. And now we're
everyone's
when was
like
last time I saw you at the Cellar? When was the last time we got to hang out? I mean, everybody's
like a month.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'm everybody's trying to fucking either got something or trying to get something at this level.
Yeah.
And, and the new guys aren't like us.
No, they're not.
No, you can't walk in and smash one of them because they get fucked up.
I know. Like even, somebody who's good at taking it, you just can see Jermaine Fowler, who's really funny and he's like a newer guy there. Yeah. He may have been there 3 years at this point. I have no idea. But, I'm sure people think I'm like a new, like people think of me as a newer, we'll all trash him and it's like endearing. That's like, we give a shit enough about you that we're trashing you.
Right.
And he takes it well, but it's like, I don't think he's ever gonna come back and just like.
You see the hurt and the tears welling up in his eyes.
Not that he gets so hurt, but it's just like. I don't know. Like, it's
you can tell when somebody.
Different.
Yeah, they're not when they see you there. They're not going to sit down.
Yeah.
It's like Nick DiPaolo. He takes. You literally feel like shit and want to hang yourself after talking to him for 5 minutes.
I feel, but I don't know what's wrong with me that I feel the most comfortable. I'm the happiest when it is like you, Norton, Keith, Attell, just everybody, just Nick or Artie, just like smashing each other.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like people will just go in there to work their shit out. Like Bonnie and Rich will just come in, and you're just like, oh, okay, like gotta up shit because they're obviously coming in because they need a work. They want to work out, like smashing each other.
Yeah, when I remember me and Voss, we didn't click because Voss was such a cunt. you know, he pulled that thing. How long you been in the business? Go get me a cup of coffee. Go fuck yourself. And we didn't click at all. And I think he was a little jealous that I was friends with Patrice and Keith and Norton. And he was like the last guy. And we got into a fight at the table one night. He said something to me. I said something back. And then I threw a piece of celery at him. And he flipped hot wings, double order, with the sauce all over me.
Uh-oh.
And we were this close to fighting.
Was it Skinny Bob or Fat Bob at that point?
I was eating wings. Fat Bob.
Okay.
It was a Fat Bob.
Did he catch the celery in his teeth? Or?
Listen, man. Really? You're fucking with Voss's teeth?
Why? What's wrong with Eric's teeth?
Look at them.
On my teeth.
I can't see. The microphone is there.
Look at them.
No. What?
See?
What's wrong?
Have you ever seen the movie Apocalypto?
You already used that one.
I know. You look like you're one of the tribes that sharpen their teeth to become a man.
Oh, now I remember Apocalypto.
Yeah. he's a pyramid boy. he knows. He actually heals his wounds with the heads of ants.
This is what we're talking about with like Eric. Do you like trashing people?
I missed it. When I moved to LA, I missed it. Like in the beginning, I had just...
They don't do that there. And no, you find that out when you try.
I was like, you know, I was kind of missing it. I remember this dude walked into the Laugh Factory and I started making fun of his shirt.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where he was like, yo, man, you want to go outside? And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, they're like, look, this is a new shirt. And you're like, oh, I was just...
Yeah, but you can't walk in. Hey, what's up, faggot shirt?
No, I didn't say that. Like, we were
actually,
all sitting...
I think that's pretty good. That's exactly... Oh my gosh! Like, wait, Wanda, Wanda Sykes, on Saturday when Kevin was hosting.
What do people with a lisp call her?
I don't know. Let's call Voss. No, but she tweeted about Kevin Hart. Because he tweeted like, "Oh, I'm on the cover of Jet magazine," and she tweeted like, "Why didn't you have them take a full body shot, actual size?" I was like, fuck, that's so funny. And I just picture her being so excited to tweet that. And Keith was like, yeah, she called me to celebrate that joke. I was like, fuck, it's like, it makes us feel alive. I don't know why that's like my favorite thing.
But there's something about, like, when I was in LA, I had to learn how to. I left LA the first time because I just couldn't deal with, first of all, I was too emotional and too wrapped up in I wasn't mature enough to deal with Hollywood and show business. I wasn't secure enough in my own act to be out there, and I shouldn't have been out there. But I remember, like, I don't know, some comic I met for the seventh time at Dublin's, and I sat down. I go, hey, what's up, man? He goes, do I know you? And I was like,
for real?
Yeah. I was like, you know me, motherfucker. If I know you, you know fucking me. And I'm like, I'm so sick of you people. You know, yeah, you met me six times. We did a gig together, you fucking asshole.
It's really
you told me
your
mother
shoulder.
Died, you know. But the last time I was out there, I was able to deal with it. But you have to keep, you can't. You have to keep, we're so ingrained to go, fuck you, where's those shirts? Where'd you get those pants?
I just hate that there's like an agent or manager at every show.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
there's
a possibility.
Some suit in the back, but it's not even, they all just want to like celebrate the next day that they could say that they went and like that they did something that night and they feel cool that they were there. Like, you can't get somebody who wears a suit to come to see you in New York ever.
No.
So
first of all, they won't let them in.
No.
Pay for a ticket. Yeah. We don't give a shit.
But there it's like, you'll do the shittiest show at a fucking shelter. And there'll be three agents there in suits. Like.
I think, though, there's certain comics, like at the Comedy Store, there's certain, like, Brett Ernst, Sam Tripoli, Brian Callen.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of good people out
there. Guys are, like, a little, they're ball busty. Yeah. They're kind of a little fucking edgy. I mean, look, there's never going to be guys like Keith Robinson, you, me, Norton, you know, Voss, you know, Patrice, when he's like, but Colin is the fucking Frankenstein of all of us.
Yeah.
That cocksucker invented it. You know,
that's true,
right?
The withholding,
yeah,
just
the psychological breakdown. I mean, I've thrown away clothes because of that table.
I just got rid of a jacket.
You should
last weekend. I showed up with it, and they just
yeah.
And I felt good about it. I was like, oh, it's a new jacket. They're like, no.
Like, I was on the I was on the phone with Keith one day, and he kept hanging up on me, screaming at me. And my mother was like, who is that? I'm like, it's a friend of mine.
It's my good friend.
Yeah, it's like, are you sure? Like, he likes you? I'm like, we do. He's just like, fuck you, god damn it. Shut your face, stupid. I mean, just stupid. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, like these are my best friends. This is who I want to be with more than anybody else.
I mean, yeah, every couple months I send out a newsletter, and sure enough, Keith always responds, "No one cares, dummy."
What are you doing sending him a newsletter?
I don't know how he got on the list, but I think he got on just to smash.
Why
me.
What, is this fucking 1997? Why do you have a newsletter?
Just to send out a little email, like blast.
Keith has an email address.
Why would you send an email out to 15 people?
Okay, easy.
It's called just send an email. You know, individually, you could actually write their names and a little something about them in each email. You don't need to send out a blast. Everybody's trying to fucking Dane Cook their career. Still,
that's over. I think that's over more than the table's over. Yeah, I don't know.
Actually becoming successful off of social media?
Yeah,
There's no way around it. You have to work as. You have to work hard.
Work. That's why I get annoyed when, like, that girl sits down and just talks to me like we're equals, and I'm just like we're not. I'm not equal. I don't talk to. Honestly, I wouldn't talk to Burr or Rock or Louie,
right,
who are right now at the top of the game.
Right.
Like fucking I Burr. Know. Yeah. No, I know Burr, but I mean. We'll have a conversation, but I wouldn't talk to him like I know what it's like,
right.
You know, I wouldn't talk to you like I know what it's like. I can tell you what's going on with me. But for somebody to come and sit down and be right. like, you know, somebody went on the road once and is talking to me like they are living right. the same life I am. I'm like, no. And it's because it's so isolating and it's right. such hard work. Right. And it's not. It's
one
like
second, Eric, don't look at her in the eyes. Please look down when you look at Amy. Honestly,
oh my God.
Number one, because of where you are in your career. Number two,
I mean, someone who hasn't been doing it a long time. Definitely. Now that I know you're Guatemalan, things have changed. But but no, I just mean for somebody doing it that amount of time. I don't mean like the level yeah. they're at or the TV credits. I mean like.
Well, it's
like somebody who's been doing it 6 months to be like, hey, isn't comedy crazy? I'm just like, get the fuck out of here.
It's the fucking worst. It's the best thing in the world. We have no way out of it, but it's the worst. Like I'll watch. Like I saw her. When I went and saw you in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you at the Cellar. I never saw you do an hour. I really didn't know what to expect, and I was like, oh my God! Every time you see, like, I saw Burr on TV. I saw you. You know, you see Louis. I saw Louis. All of a sudden, I don't like watching you people. I don't like watching my friends. For one thing, I guess it's good because it makes me go, holy fuck, they bumped it up. Like, when I saw you in Vegas, I watched it like, oh my God, this motherfucker put it together. You put the setup punch tags into your life and told me a story. Seriously.
Thanks.
That I was like, I was listening and I'm like, fucking, that was fucking good. And I knew something about you. It wasn't just a fucking joke to get to a joke, to have a
but
well.
But that's what you do.
Right. Well, yeah, but that's, to me, that like that's comedy when you take yeah. it all and yeah. you put it in there.
And you're like, here, I'm vulnerable. There's a little pain.
Right.
It's
a little.
There's some, I mean, with each joke, yeah.
A little.
I'm just like, yeah, I don't know.
It's because I saw you before. I remember when you came in and did a guest spot in I don't know where the fuck it was.
Oh my God, the Funny Bone in, was that Iowa?
Iowa.
Oof.
That guy died, you know.
Oh yeah, I heard that.
It's sad.
I
what were you doing in Iowa?
Oh, I was on like a college tour okay. thing for Bonnaroo. Promotion.
Yeah, he was like, dude, this is when I knew you. It was like Amy Schumer, and I'm like, Amy, yeah. He's like, she wants to come in. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then she comes in, and you know,
eats a dick.
Did you eat it?
I ate it hard.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember. I don't think you did good. I don't think you ate it. I don't remember you eating
Bobby,
it.
Bobby, you didn't watch me then.
I died. I did. I watched.
I died, and then I heard you go on, and you were like, they were like, ah. Oh.
Yeah, right.
Like you were
yeah.
killing. Yeah, right. No, it's totally true. I really.
Where was this? The Funny Bone in
Marco?
This
is the Funny Bone in Iowa. And my thing was, when I was on that tour, it was a college tour. So I was like, I'm going to stop by the clubs in every city so I can like get in so that maybe they'll book me. And that's the kind of gust, like the energy I had for this. And then.
But that's the shit that you have, right?
I'm tired. I don't know anything.
That's,
I feel
that's
100.
The shit. But that is the extra little something that makes you go. Okay, you want it. Now you got, yeah. you went there, but not only did, like, it made me, like, when you were coming up from there to there, and then all of a sudden I read a Facebook thing you gave me, and it was the sweetest little thank you for being a nice person when you're friends. I was like, fucking Amy, man. What a fucking, what a good, that's such a, who the fuck does that?
I just, like, really like the people I like.
Right.
You know, like, I just,
we have a good crew.
We have a really good crew, and I just feel, just immediately feel such love for some comics. And if I don't, my instincts, if they just tell me like you're bad,
yeah,
then I can't even, I'm shut off to that person. I can't even look at them. So it's not like, oh, I'm a great person. It's just, but like, I love my friends and right. I love the people that I love.
Right. Eric, you're not in this, but the thing is.
No, I really like Eric. I mean, when I don't like somebody, like they know. They think there's so many people out there who are like, she is an unbelievable cunt.
This fucking cocksucker. This is what he used to come on the road with me all the time when he lived in New York, and he would always do great. You wouldn't kill.
Okay.
I'll tell you. But he would never give me a second. Like, he would never bomb. Yeah. He would never give me that where I could be fucking.
Like, man, you dug a real hole for me.
Right.
Yeah.
But he'd always do great.
But then I'd sit there and watch you and be like, oh, shit. Yeah, I got.
But it was so funny miles. To go to. We went to a gig in Marco Island.
I know that gig.
I love this gig. The guy, Captain
Isn't
Brian.
Isn't it at a seafood restaurant? It really is a fucking seafood restaurant.
It's like
restaurant.
An Applebee's, but with seafood.
Patrice called me from it because I gave him the okay.
Oh, my God. The thought of Patrice on stage there.
He called me between the first and second show on the Friday, the first show that he was there. And he went, I remember getting the call and I was so excited. I was, what's up, dude? And he's like, Bobby, I want you to, next time you see me, I want you to run. Because I'm not kidding. I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
Because you said you told him to go there?
I go, it's a great place. The hotel's awesome. He goes, you cocksucker. I'm looking at Mexicans frying fish. I'm at a fucking fish restaurant, you piece of shit. You're dead. He was not kidding. Like, he was fucking angry. Like, I was laughing, but then I stopped laughing because he was like, I'm not fucking kidding.
Believe it.
He hated every second of the place.
Dude, you called me like, oh, there's going to be jet skis. We're going to be swimming with dolphins.
The cocksucker lied to me.
It's a nice hotel.
We were at a Comfort Inn.
Oh, really?
Fucking across the street from a Cracker Barrel.
When it first opened, he had a house that he would put the comics in, and literally out the back door there was two jet skis that you could jump on and go out into the ocean.
Oh wow.
At any time. Beautiful house on the water. By the time I got the gig,
oh, Rachel's buzzing.
It's tell her buzzer 4.
Buzzer 4, and then she can just get
it. Tell her buzzer 4.
Oh, okay.
It's so funny. She's buzz me up. You gotta buzz 4. Yourself. Buzz 4. By the time I got there, it was that shitty hotel. But then they changed it to the Marriott.
And it was during the holidays, nice, so there was like a snowman on stage with us.
It was terrible.
There was like 8 people in the
crowd.
This
cocksucker bombed so...
There was no host?
There's nothing better than watching your friend bomb on stage.
It really is a special treat.
I don't know if there's any... Eric, can you grab that? Yeah. Just hit the... Tell her second floor. She knows where it is. There's nothing better than watching your friend
just like eat,
because you know, you to watch your friend bomb and to see him try, and then he went to the crowd and that didn't work. They fucking hated
just,
him.
Just embrace it. That's when you have to turn on them or like just get out. Yep.
Frizz the buzzer?
Embarrassing, that place. Like just to like watch the calamari go down right in front of you. Like the stage is low. There's like styrofoam crabs on top of your head. You're just like, this is not what, like, it just really gives you a shame attack.
Everybody,
you know?
Everybody hates it. And I go down there and I've never had, I just do, O&A fans show up. My podcast fan shows up.
That's bad.
I do it.
I get it.
Wait, you know what was worse though? It was,
Rage, sit down, sweetie.
Sit down.
What was worse
was. We're talking about Marco Island. You've done that, right? You know Captain Brian.
I'm about to go for the first time.
Rachel's about to go.
What was worse was that.
You like fried filet.
The worst is when you bomb and you're just trying to get off stage as fast as you can. So I bring up Bobby. I'm like, yeah, your headliner, they're fucking going crazy. I just ate a hot one. Bob shakes my hand and then holds it and keeps me up there.
Oh my God, Bobby.
You're like, hey, how'd
like,
that
feel this moment?
How'd that feel, kid?
I was like, he had sweat. I've never seen him sweat. He had sweat on his forehead and it was like
just kept me up there.
Just thousands of little bubbles, different sizes.
You could just see every bead.
And I could see, and then I saw them all collect and make one and it rolled down over his eye.
It's like a tear.
And it was, oh my God. And I remember when he went to the crowd, he did his first joke and it didn't work. And then he went to the crowd, yeah, so sir. And the guy just, nothing.
Just like, no.
And then he went back to his act. Nothing.
I bombed. The worst bomb I've ever had was at in Schaumburg, Illinois, which they call the Chicago Improv, which is ludicrous because it's a good 40
minutes out of
40
Chicago,
minutes,
yeah.
Maybe 40 miles.
At the mall. Like,
it's in the mall. So I was...
what is it?
I was just trying to turn it on.
It's on.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear it?
With the microphone?
Myself.
Yeah. Talking to the microphone.
Oh, you got to talk real close.
Oh, I still can't hear myself. Okay, cool. It doesn't matter. I
can hear you, babe.
I went there,
turn your headphones
too,
up.
And they were... Oh, okay.
That's how that works. Have you ever done radio?
I'm learning about show business.
Have you ever fucking...
Rach, welcome to
your headphone is over there. Why are you turning a fucking stand-up? That's not it. Follow the headphone
if
thing.
If you don't edit this out, I'm going to fucking...
I think we're... Are we really live or we're recording?
We're recording.
Oh, okay. So I go on stage in Schaumburg and I was opening for Tammy Pescatelli and it was my first time on the road at all. And I go up and like... I could hear my heartbeat. Like, and it's such a huge cavernous club. I think it seats like 500 people. Just like eating such a dick. Just they hated me. Like they were just like looking at me like, shut up. I'm 10 minutes in. I have another 10 to go. And I'm like I wanted to take my heart rate. Anyway, all of a sudden Tammy comes out and takes the mic out of my hand.
Oh my God.
And she goes, Amy, give me the mic. And I'm like, oh my God, like I cannot believe this is happening. You know, I always have something to say. I had nothing to say. And she goes, guys, everyone, there's been a bomb threat. I said I wanted to tell you. Everybody just quietly get up and exit. And I'm still thinking, this is how she, you know, this is how she like fucking deals with her feature that she doesn't like. But there was a real bomb threat in the mall at Schaumburg. So we all had to get up and evacuate. And the way out, I'm just hearing the crowd like, the fucking feature should have gotten a bomb threat, you know? And I'm just like, oh my God. But it was such divine intervention that my set got cut in half because we had to evacuate. But still, I had to go back there two more nights and just...
It was actually a double bomb threat.
It never got better. I never, like... It wasn't just, like, by the end of the weekend.
You know who called that in? Tammy.
Fucking Tammy.
The club owner walked in and goes, give me the phone.
That was just...
There's a bomb in fucking
if
in
I
H&M.
If I could have like had a friend do that for me just to get off stage. A bomb threat. I was like, good.
One, you heard the crowd go, thank God.
Yeah. They were all just
did
like,
they have to come back in after?
No. The show was over. They got like their money back. And
is there anything better than that as a headliner when they cancel the show because
you
of
still have to give
work of, you know, act of God?
That sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, the best day of my life is a Friday. I come out after this club in Atlanta, it was in an arcade.
Oh, I did that club.
With the thing in the middle?
With the go-kart?
Yep.
Oh, I was there.
You did
too.
That funny. Wait, what is it? Funny Farm?
The Funny Farm in Roswell.
Can we just kill
Georgia.
Ourselves? Can we all just kill ourselves right now?
I was
now?
Close to taking my own life there. There was a man arrested at my show because he was like stalking me. He was really sweaty and unstable. Oh. And he was.
At least
was
you had a man
out.
At your show.
Yeah.
They couldn't kick anybody
show
out of my
off.
Show.
Yeah. It was all just employees from the go karts.
They give you go kart tickets there.
Yeah,
they're like, you get your money and you get a perk.
It's
you get
such
some go karts.
It's such a belittling.
Here's you're worth it.
I used mine. That's how fucked I was. I used it. And here's the
God.
Thing is I remember I came out on Friday after the first show and I actually, it wasn't as bad as I thought. I was like, oh my God, at least they laughed. Okay. And I'm sitting outside and I'm smoking. I'm like, all right, one more. Come on, Bobby, you fucking one more. And the guy goes, what are you doing now? I go, we got one more dude. We made it through the first one. He goes, no, no, no. We only do one on Friday. And I almost cried. I go, we don't have a show? And he was like, no. And I was like, oh my God, this is the most best day of my life. What's happening, YKWD fans? Dude, come see me live. Here's my dates for this month. So if you're in the area and you don't come and see me, you're an asshole. And so isn't your girlfriend. So, here are the dates for this month where you can come see me live at a comedy club near you. April 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th, I'm going to be at the House of Comedy in Bloomington, Minnesota. Last time I was there, I was in the parking lot at 2 in the morning waiting for a shuttle bus in a fucking snowstorm after I had to kick two guys out that could beat the shit out of me. So hopefully we have a better time this year. Hoorah! 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, House of Comedy, Bloomington, Minnesota. Great club, great owners. So if you're in the area, spread the word. April 13th, The Comedy Shop, Rockaway, New Jersey. One night and one night only. Been trying to get this on the schedule for a while. I'm psyched to be playing Jersey, one of my favorite, if not favorite place to play, because you guys always come out in fucking droves to support my shows. April 13th, The Comedy Shop, Rockaway, New Jersey. For the rest of my dates, go to robertkellylive.com, hit the tour button, get my app on iTunes, it's free, and you can get all my tour dates when I'm coming near you. The app is cool too. If you have an iPhone, you just turn the app on, and if I'm within 100 miles of you, it will automatically tell you and give you an option to buy tickets, fucker. So make sure you check me out. Go to my website and find out when I'm coming to your area. Get all your friends and family members and get some people you don't like and head on over to my fucking show. Thank you for being my friend.
Oh, those fucking gigs, man.
Two shows is bad.
I fucking...
How about three at the Atlanta Punchline or the clubs that do three?
There's nothing. That third show, you really... Yeah.
The third
just,
show.
Like, just bleed me. Just bleed me in front of these people.
I'm not bragging, but when I headlined the Baltimore Comedy Factory...
what is that? There's
it's
a factory?
Exactly what it sounds like.
It's a factory
it
of comedy?
Like, it feels like the children that sew things during the day leave and then you come in.
I remember
Keith was like, when I was at the, he goes, I saw you at the Baltimore Comedy Factory and I'm furious because I'm going to stop by and I'm going to take myself a sweet piss outside.
In every club I do and I see Rachel's headshot on the wall or her poster, I take it off the wall. I videotape this. I usually have the MC videotape me taking it off the wall and throwing it in the garbage.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So I send it to her all the time. So I tell a couple people that. Mm-hmm. Gary Gelman sends me a video this weekend. He's at Parlor Live, and it's just a video of him in the dressing room. And I'm like, "What the fuck is this?" And he takes my poster, off the wall, throws it in the trash upside down, and just walks out of the room.
Oh my
so
God.
This is like a new thing that we're doing, and we're friends
so
with each other.
Great.
People and every time I do that, they're like, "You don't like Rachel?" I'm like, "I love fucking Rachel."
She's one of my best friends.
Oh my
that
God,
that is hilarious.
And I did it back to Bobby Chu once, and he was like, "You got to come up with something different. You know, you can't just take my thing and do it back," which is a good point.
That's
I have to
true.
Find another way to defile your headshot.
Yeah, you have to shit on it.
That's
yeah.
That's what you
beautiful.
Should do. Or actually, make the MC shit on it.
Make the MC ejaculate on it. Just have Bobby see what it looks like to have cum in his eyes.
All I want
to
hear.
I like this, Bob.
Again?
How does that make you feel?
I know how it feels. It burns. It burns, and you feel fucking, you feel shameful. Because you fucking balanced yourself on the back of your neck in a tub. I almost, I'm not even kidding. I almost killed myself trying to suck my own dick. A few years ago.
I was wondering.
Not even when I was young. I tried
Damn,
to suck
Dawn.
My... I sucked
Dawn,
my,
that lucky lady.
I tried to suck my... I actually downloaded directions on the internet on how to suck your own dick.
Really?
How does that Google search even happen?
I would
how,
never eat my own pussy.
How to suck your own dick.
I really would never do that.
What was the thought process? They had to be certain Google searches, and then you're like, hey,
no,
you know
it was
what?
How to suck my own dick.
Does every guy try that?
I don't know, but I
Eric?
Did.
Eric?
No, I never really wanted my piece inside of my mouth.
Yeah, because you got an uncircumcised fucking.
You do?
Yeah,
he's got a weird Guatemalan. It looks like a donkey. Yeah.
I like
bag hanging over the side.
he's gonna carry your wares. Yeah, he's got one of those weird knife-looking dicks.
I like that. That's your reason. That's how you justify sucking your own dick.
What's
but
that?
It's so pretty. Mine's so pretty.
I have a white guy dick.
I wouldn't suck that.
Oh, you have a lovely dick, so you want
to
suck it?
Well, back
Eric
then
has
I
the
did.
Tools to cut vegetables out and make them cups. Yeah.
Mine's got a little poncho on it.
Yeah, Eric's dick smells like cigars and coffee.
Cigars and chiclets. I can't get over chiclets. Eric's Tijuana,
dick,
they
Eric's dick shoots chiclets out of the tip. Oh, shit. I downloaded the thing and I got in the tub. And you shouldn't do it in the tub. You should do it in like.
Why did you get in the tub?
Because you don't want to do it in the bedroom. I had dogs.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
This was your own house.
Yeah, but no, I'm going to do it at somebody else's house.
I don't know.
Where was I going to do it?
The gym?
I thought
maybe you were at the hotel
but
and
the
you're
tub,
feeling lonely.
That's so no, like you could have. That sounds like a way to die.
Wait,
and they find you in the tub.
You have to throw your
Nothing
legs up.
Nothing would make me happier than if Bobby died choked on his own dick and died that way.
First of all,
Nothing would give me a heartier chuckle.
It wouldn't be choking on my own dick. It would be my fucking neck snapping from my fucking stomach momentum.
As you were gasping at your own dick.
Go ahead. Direction number okay, one.
There's got to be somebody who died that way. There's got to be. If a guy died by fucking a horse, there's got to be a guy who accidentally snapped his own neck and he's just in a wheelchair sucking on a straw now, just to be ironic. He has to steer with a little baby dick straw.
Oh my God.
But I flip my leg.
So wait, step number one is?
Step number one is lie down flat.
Okay.
Step number two is throw your legs up over your head. Like so you're
in the tub? That
in the tub.
So but
now, is there a video? You're watching a video guys
no,
doing
it.
No,
it was a stick figure.
For oh, so it's not even like a real picture of a guy doing it.
No, it was actually like drawings.
It's some guy's theory, and you're like, all
right.
Yeah.
For everyone that's listening at home, Eric is doing it right now. He's lying down on his back. His penis is very close to his mouth right now.
It's not the actual penis. It's the skin before the penis. It would take around three more.
The teaser to the penis.
Yeah, and then it popped.
Spoiler alert.
It's like, it's like Groundhog Day. It's going to pop out.
Yeah,
see
it pops
shadow
out.
Go back in.
Yeah, it looks like a baby crowning out of a vagina, the tip of his dick.
Oh, my God.
So I tried to throw my... Now, this in the drawing, the guy didn't have my stomach at this point.
Okay.
Because that was one of my fats. That explains a lot, too.
Sure.
Instead of eating, I was going to try to blow myself.
Why not?
Yeah. So I threw my legs up over my head, and it didn't go all the way up over, so it flipped back, and I hit my foot on the tub thing. And then I kept trying to heave my legs.
Wait. So you failed the first time, smacked your foot, and you're like, I gotta keep doing this.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't give
you
up.
Didn't give up after.
I'm not a quitter, Amy.
I'm
a fucking hustler. That's what they called me. I didn't know how to play basketball back in the day when I was in juvie hall.
Right.
But you know what the black guys called me? I'm a fucker's a hustler. He's a fucking hustler. Get him in. I'll take the hustler.
I don't think they knew what that meant.
I like Bobby's black accent. But let me just pause and ask a quick
question. Please pause. Don't pause. It's a podcast.
I mean. Can I stop and ask you a quick question?
Yes. Quick press conference.
Yeah,
over here.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to go to a caller.
Yes, can I talk to the Israeli lady? Go ahead.
Were you internally laughing or were you actually aroused at this point?
Yeah,
I mean, how are you not like?
Okay. Good question.
You should have said I have a two-part question. Can I just say for the rest of the press conference?
I want to answer this honestly. I was half aroused. I wasn't a full-fledged hard-on yet.
You had a semi.
Yeah, because it was work. It was like, you know, I was scared.
Sure.
I wasn't focused on having a hard-on. It was like half. Like, I remember I was I'm jerking off lying down in the tub.
Was there porn involved?
No, it was my imagination.
So that and stick figures. Yeah.
So I was jerking off to something, and then I was like, all right, let me try this. So I started throwing my legs once. Didn't work. Twice. Didn't work. The third time, my leg got hooked on the curtain, and I popped a couple curtain the curtain rods out, which are a pain in the ass to get back in, by the way, because you can't just leave that.
No more a pain in the ass than sucking your own dick. effort-wise.
Damn curtains.
Pop these curtains back on. You're trying to do a triple lutz. You're fucking... Listen. You were reenacting scenes from Midnight Express.
Oh, nothing would make me happier if you got a heart attack at that exact moment. When
so your wife coming in to find you just flopped over.
I finally got
Dawn
my...
would tell everybody exactly what happened.
I finally... She came in and go, B, what the fuck are you doing? What'd you do to the curtain rods? She'd be worried about that. So I finally got my legs over the, you know, midway point so it would fall towards my head. You understand?
Sure.
And then what happened
sure
was
do.
Is my
we're with you.
I couldn't breathe because it folded my neck.
Mm-hmm. At that point, I was like this. So my legs,
so legs are up there.
So my legs are up over my head. They're, my dick is right there.
At the lips? Mm.
I'm picturing this. I'm really... Are you visualizing this right now?
I'm aroused. Okay.
How close is it?
It's there.
You can taste it.
I wish I could have. But at this point, can I just say this, though? If I had tried to suck my dick at this point, I didn't try to do it yet because that would have been gay. You know what I mean?
What?
That would have been
bro,
just,
that would have been super.
Yeah, if I was just trying to suck a dick that was an inch too far away, that's I need dick. I need dick. So I didn't do that. I waited.
But a throat full makes you straight as an arrow.
So then
it's the yelping at your own dick. It's the frenetic yelping that.
The
base you get.
Fucking deep throating yourself is the manly act of the year.
So
I like the way Bobby looks at the world.
So he gets it.
So I was right there, and then I couldn't breathe. That's what I had to flip my legs back over because I couldn't breathe. I shut the air off
because I was like that,
and it was either. I try to make that last inch and get my dick in my mouth, which I would have just got the helmet in, which wouldn't have got me off. And then at that point, my dick shrunk up because my body was folded. So it was small. I couldn't even like jerk off with my whole hand. So it would have been just me sucking the top of my dick, which would have been gay. Mm. So I was like, you know what? I'm calling this because I'm about to pass out. My lips were getting numb.
I have a question just real quick. Yeah, from I would like the half Jew.
Yeah, the Dutch girl in the back.
Dutch Weekly. Did you in that moment when your legs are over your head, your legs are over your head and you are losing consciousness, yes. Did you consider maybe just killing yourself? It's not for me. It's for our readers.
Okay.
Did you think, you know what? This seems like a good time to call it quits.
Can you say that in Dutch, please?
Jürgen Schmergel. I don't know. I have no idea what they say.
Jürgen Schmergel, the Def Leppard Dutch.
That's like the fucking worst Dutch example.
So I after what happened was, I actually laughed. I laughed that I tried to suck my own dick and I couldn't. Like I gave myself, that was on my way. That was what motivated me. Get skinny again.
Oh my God, that was your rock bottom.
I was like, man, you know what?
If I was skinny, I would have gotten into my mouth.
You know what? I could have done this. I could have made it happen.
So funny, because that's probably like one of the only activities that would have been challenging no matter what. But that was what set you up. That was your wake-up call.
I remember.
I should be able to suck my own dick comfortably.
If you looked at the instructions, they said that every man could do this. That you
they give you the confidence.
You should be able to suck your own dick. And, you know, my dick was in the perimeters of sucking it. Like, I had that size dick.
Did you
dick.
Try to see how far you were? Like, did you... like stick the tongue out or do like
I was not because I told you that would I in my head I was like if I try to reach for my dick with my tongue right now
God, I'm a fag
I'm just you know what I mean if I was just I'm almost there if Dawn walked in at that point it would have been like what the you're fuck like, if she walked in with my dick in my mouth, I could have been, look what I did. Look what I got. I
she
did
writes
it.
Writes your divorce papers on the shower curtain.
We were married. Oh. We were married at this time.
Oh, in my mind, this is like 6 months ago.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I tried. I really wished I had a, if I had a, like, if I had a Will Sovince hog, if, okay,
If
that's
I have,
why Will isn't fucking, because he's blowing himself in the tub. Yeah,
but he doesn't have to go in the tub. He just sits down.
That's the secret to Will's celibacy, is weird celibacy, is that he's blowing himself.
He's like, no one's going to suck this dick like I am.
Yeah, but Will could suck his own dick stirring a sauce at, like in the kitchen. His dick is so big.
I picture Will without a kitchen. I think he lives in like a housing thing where like they all share a hot plate. Yeah, so sort of a co-op.
No one
speaks English.
Will has like 5 dogs and a barrel.
There's like a lobby. Like if you pay $25 a night, you can stay there with 4 friends.
Will cooks on an upside down shopping cart.
I absolutely think that Will's homeless. Like, I'm always shocked he's wearing shoes. I'm like, whose were those?
And Will shows everybody pictures of his dick too.
I would too. I would suck my own dick. If my dick was that big, I would suck it. I would suck it. Why jerk off? Jerking off is like weird. It's like the same thing with a girl. If you're going to give me a hand job, if that's all you're going to give me, I'll take it. But if you're going to suck my dick, I'd rather have that.
I would not lick my own pussy.
Well, because it's a pussy.
What do you mean? Because it's just like,
it's an open thing. It's an open thing. Like you have to lick it, then open it, and then, you know, it's wet and it's like, right. It's wet and it's inside of you.
But wouldn't you suck your dick to completion?
Well, that's a good question.
I mean, what
Dutch,
did you...
Dutch girl?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. One more, sorry, follow-up, just right before... Yes. I mean, what was the plan? Were you not going to make yourself come? I mean, Bobby, if we're talking about this, let's find out the end game here.
At that point.
Or do you just want to give yourself a little how you doing, or...
You were going to cock tease yourself. You were going to blue ball yourself.
No, you weren't. You were going to come in your own mouth.
Would you have swallowed, spit, or given yourself the facial?
Bobby's a sweetheart. He's a team player. He would have swallowed.
There is a cardboard cutout. I just want to explain this. Yeah. Behind Bobby. Yeah. Where he's got kind of like a dice, you know, I don't play by the rules expression right now. He's kind of squinting. He's got a cigarette in his hand. Mm-hmm. And he's just, you know, he should be wrapped in caution tape. It's a very edgy.
Rogue Bobby.
I feel like, yes, Rogue Bobby. Bobby. I feel like that was the expression, though, the same risky expression that you were making when you were trying to reach for your own dick.
Yeah, and a squinty-eyed with a cigarette in my hand. Like, I can do this. Let me figure this out. Let me take a second. Let me not get carried away. And let me try to... I can get this dick in my mouth. Well, here's the thing. I've tasted my own jizz before, and I hate it.
Yeah?
It's... I don't know how. I don't come in girls' mouths. I'll come on your face, on your titties. Hmm. I do not like coming in a chick's mouth.
Why?
Because it's... I've tasted my own jizz.
And you know, and it's awful?
It's fucking... Just clumps of fucking pure snot.
Oh. Yeah, that's what cum is. Like, you know.
Yeah, I gag it. Fuck. I didn't drink it. I tasted it. Like a little finger. It's fucking gross. I don't know how you girls chug it down. You gotta drink it like it's fucking like moonshine.
What are you talking about? I've never swallowed.
You've never swallowed jizz?
No, I've never swallowed jizz. And it's not an ego thing or like an I'm against it. I just think I would grow up. It's just, I'm not like, I would never, like I don't have any philosophy against it. I'm just like, I've always.
Never accidentally, never got a little drippy drip in the back of the throat?
Oh, yeah, I've gotten a drip in the back of my throat, but I've never swallowed.
Right.
I always...
You got the...
Get up, I sort of soft chew out of the room, smiling at the guy.
Right. You get the...
Spit out.
You get the shiny stuff, the pure cum at the beginning.
What do you mean?
That's like... That's pure... You got a little of the... Pure see-through pre-cum.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Right, but the fucking dark, misty cum... That's gross.
The heart of the beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like pure cum you don't like.
I didn't know there was this second phase.
Yeah, you didn't know.
The dark and stormy.
Yeah. I haven't noticed. Yeah, the cum.
Yeah, because you just swallow it all just in one gulp.
When you're just drinking, you don't.
Yeah, you hold your nose, you swallow it, and then take a swig of some apple juice, and you're good. Blah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I've never done it. I think I could. I think I would. I think I'd throw up. Just the consistency, and then it's like mucus.
I've also only done the beginning, then I get the warning finger, and then I'll just let him.
What's the warning finger?
I mean, I say, I just let him go. I mean, I don't finish I do the same thing that Amy's doing, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
but I let him come in my mouth. You don't like.
You don't let him
come.
You make it sound like you push him away. Like, hey,
I smack him and push and kick him. Out of the
way. Wait a minute, you let them come in your mouth and you spit it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a spitter.
Yeah.
You're a black chick. That's what black girls do.
There you go. Oh, shit, I'm sassy.
First black girl I ever went with, hottest. She was so smoking. She gave me the most amazing. She did some shit where she reached in between my legs, grabbed my ass from behind, and sucked my dick. I was holding her afro, which was like crazy to me to get a blowjob from a chick with an curly, tight curly hair. Was fucking just turned me on.
She knew you were being so racist.
I took her bandana off and I.
You started talking about the Rutgers basketball team. He took her bandana off. You counted her teardrop tattoos.
And remember she.
Was it a big afro or a tight little afro?
Tight little afro. Little, like, you know, like a tootsie afro. And she.
So racist. Like, she, racist.
She sucked
last
my
time
dick.
I was here, Bobby was really racist.
Really?
She sucked my dick. And then it was amazing. And I remember, I think I told this on another show. I made two brand new cappuccinos. Because I had this brand new cappuccino. That's when cappuccinos makers first came out in the home back in the day. Uh-huh. And I had them there. And I remember she spit my big load in her cappuccino. And it fucking grossed me out.
Why did she do that?
Because she didn't want to swallow it. And she just didn't like coffee.
What about the sink?
Yeah, she fucking.
And she didn't like coffee.
She just didn't want to run. You've never swallowed jizz?
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
I have. Yeah.
We're like that.
I know you wanted to. I know you didn't.
I don't. On policy, usually, but
there's a policy.
But no, I'm just not policy. I'm
you
just
have a
saying
contract?
I have before.
You've swallowed. You do like it.
No,
look
I didn't
at me.
Say I want to. I didn't say I have a hunger for it, but I have.
I'm not. Look,
you never at home late at night. Like I have a craving,
like a True Blood. Like you need
I'm
type
not like,
A.
I need to get my mitts on some jizz.
I'm gonna go for some jizz and chips right now.
When you're blowing, I don't like pussy. I don't like it. Here's the deal, though. When I'm with a chick, I love it. I just get into it. If I like you and I'm with you and we're fucking vibing. I want to eat your pussy. I want a finger. I want to make you cum. Whatever it takes.
I think that's how it is for us too.
Right. So it's the same thing. So when you're sucking a dick,
I'm not like I just want a dick in my mouth. It's right. Like you know you want to.
But there's some
on
people
the
are
you want to be with.
Some people are.
Yeah,
I've met girls
never like you know.
I met guys who love pussy. I love pussy. I don't get that. I like the chick I'm with, and I'll eat your pussy, and I love your pussy when I'm in that moment. I'll fucking go in on it and do what I got to do to it.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's a pretty scary fucking thing, a pussy. I mean, it's a fucking hole in your body that goes inside.
I don't disagree with you. Like, I just can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. But I don't mind, like, but I don't know. But I don't mind, like, I'll kiss my boyfriend after...
You
he goes down
dick.
On me?
Right, yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, that shit I don't give a shit about either, but it's like...
I'm not grossed out by that, but it is. It does seem scary. Like, I could never go down on a girl. Like, I would be so miserable.
If you could flip over, if you could bend down and lick your own pussy, that would be gross to me.
I could never.
Yeah, I've never
it's grosser than sucking
about
your
doing
dick.
That has never occurred to me, ever, ever, ever. Yeah,
yeah like you would... Like to... Ugh.
The act of it
would look just so fucking exorcist. You know what I mean? Like, just fucking like a demon possessed you to contort your body to eat your own pussy.
I do think both ways it's probably. I don't think you suck your own dick.
Bobby's still trying to justify
that
it.
That is
trying
the
to
hottest.
Justify it. Yeah, he's like, what you
but
doing?
My
you
favorite,
look real crazy. As opposed
your vagina
to
disgusting.
Like, suckling
look,
it. Like,
I like. I just like picturing. I my favorite part of visualizing Bobby trying to suck his own
so
dick
amazing.
Is I would if I I would want to see a video of that, but only. Your eyes. I would just want to see you just seeing your dick on the horizon through your eyes. Just like what that moment was like. Just
like Space Odyssey.
Look at this defeated man.
It's like Independence Day, the shadow just comes over his face.
Right.
It wouldn't be a shadow. It'd be over one eye.
Oh my God.
You never did weird shit to your dick?
No, like, what do you mean weird
that means
shit?
Yes.
No, what do you mean, like, weird shit? Like, I never tried to suck my
what do you
dick.
Mean? What do I mean? I just said I tried to... I gave you a fucking step-by-step account of me trying to suck my own dick.
I remember when I was, like, a teenager, like trying to put it in shit. And I'm like, yeah.
Like what?
Like a Snapple bottle. Like, yeah, does it fit? Yeah, it fits.
What and happened?
Like, no, it's it. Fit. I was like, oh, there you go. Yeah, it's just...
And a Snapple bottle?
Yeah.
Of course it fit. Yours would fit in a fucking Poland Springs bottle.
Easy.
I don't like that you think you don't have a big dick. I don't know what your dick is.
I don't lengthwise. I'm not big. I'm average, but I'm thick.
What does that mean?
I'm a girth.
Like how? Show me this way. Where you, okay, your index finger and thumb.
I'm a girth.
is it like flat and wide or is
that's
it?
That's important. Oh my God. A skinny penis is like up there with like fucking watching your parents fuck. It's
yeah,
so
there's
gross.
A sadness to it. Yeah.
A skinny penis.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, just like somebody putting a tampon in and out of you. Like it's just useless.
I think a devil dog is a perfect size for a dick.
A devil dog?
A devil dog. That's
yeah,
the,
that's good.
That's a good sized dick. I mean, it could be longer. Longer, but that circumference, yeah.
That's fine.
I would imagine girth. Would be a great dick.
I'm
is
not
that
a shower. I'm a grower. Like, are
you,
boom. I, and
are you a devil dog? Or are you bigger than a devil dog?
No, I'm about a devil dog.
Are you like a Susie Q?
I don't know.
Bobby's just talking about
it's
treats he wants
treats.
To eat.
He's yeah, like, is that Twizzler?
Two things I love.
Are you a yodel?
Sucking my own dick and
are
fucking treats.
Are you a pizza pocket or a piece of lasagna?
Are you a ho-ho or a snowball?
Bobby sees everything through treats.
I don't know what a Suzy Q is.
You don't know what a Suzy Q
no,
is?
No, that's good.
I like that you didn't know what thick meant. And he
goes, like, what do you mean thick? And then he's like, oh, you mean like a moon pie?
You mean like a fucking lobster tail?
We're talking about a lobster tail or a calzone?
Constantly turn your fucking characters down on the monitor.
Oh. I've gotten a lot of
Rachel's fine, but that lady is loud.
I've gotten a lot of females just surprised because they see me, they see the height, they're like, ah, he's not gonna be, and then
yeah, they're
like,
surprised
oh.
because it's not fucking wart ridden and have shit on it, like, you know, selling blankets from your cock.
They're surprised it doesn't have like a goatee. And
it looks like a wanted poster.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they're surprised it doesn't look like those little hairy fucking circus people's faces.
They're surprised it's not like on a bike delivering food.
They're shocked. It doesn't have an illegitimate kid. It's good to go.
Yeah, it's got two plastic bags hanging from it and a receipt.
Oh my god, I'm running out of stereotypes.
Yeah, but your dick is uncircumcised, which is disgusting to the world.
But you don't notice it when I'm good to go.
Why are you're so mean to Eric's dick? Yeah.
Right. I feel such a disdain. He's jealous because he knows dick. Eric has a better chance of sucking his own dick.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
I was trying to figure out where it's coming from.
That's what it is.
It's not that
he's furious.
It's because, no, he doesn't.
He's like, man, dude, if I were you, I'd be home in the bath right now throwing my legs over my head.
You're really lashing out at Eric's
dick. Well, because I don't like, I think, look, uncircumcised dicks are fucking disgusting. Tell me, what would you rather have?
A circumcised.
What do you have now? Why are you?
I have no dick.
I'm without dick.
Can we play some soft piano music?
I've only had one uncircumcised experience, and it was not a positive one.
What happened?
He was French, and it smelled, and I didn't know what to do with it. I was just it's extra baggage. Like, he brought a carry-on. I was just like, I don't know what the fuck to do with all this. Like, we're full up.
He had a hoodie on. I was
wearing a hood.
Was it reading a shitty book?
I was just like, I don't know what you want me to do with all
it
this.
It had a scarf and a pencil, and it was taking notes.
It was wearing a beret and directing a movie. It smelled.
On an iPhone. This is the new way.
It was gross.
It stunk. It does. They do stink, don't they?
I'm sure Eric cleans.
Eric, stick up for your dick.
I take care of my dick.
You've had one. You've worked your way through the fucking Harlem comedy clubs.
I had a boyfriend with an uncircumcised dick.
Really?
For how long?
I sure did. A couple years.
And was it gross? It's gross.
No, because you get used to it if you're in love with somebody. That's just
okay.
Fond
but
be,
but
of
before, when you first saw it, you're like,
"Yes, I don't like the way it looks." Yeah,
you were like, "Gee, this
you don't like the way it looks when it's soft or erect." Because erect, it doesn't. You don't really notice it.
Yeah, you do. Because the skin is
good
still
question.
Like
good
penises,
fine
no,
question.
They never yeah, look amazing
when it's soft. I know it looks weird. It's like
no right. Dick is like so fun.
It
to
almost
feast
looks like a little gift
on.
Bag that I want
to
tie a bow on.
That's true. That's why I think women don't look at like they don't look at like pictures of guys in the same way. Like every time I've seen pictures of like naked men or something like that, like with their dick out, like sprawled across some rocks, it's hilarious.
No girl wants a dick pic. No girl actually wants to see it. You know that, right? Like, you know that.
What about if you're laying flat and your legs over your head?
That is, if you're in a tub.
Besides, the only dick pic any woman wants to see is the pic of Bobby yelping towards his own penis.
I tell you what I can't get out of my head.
It's a fun, loving
fucking
image.
Modi. Show me a picture
Modi
of
his own dick.
At his he showed me a picture of his dick at Tom Papa's party last week. Patty, did I say
Maddie.
It was, I can't get it out of my head.
Please don't. I don't want to. Okay, you told me about Will's dick. Yeah. Can I? Can this be the dick you don't tell about?
Didn't have a yarmulke.
I won't tell you about it because
it was bragging.
Had a yarmulke.
No, it didn't have a yarmulke.
Had the little curlies on side.
No, it was just. I was just not. I just don't want it. It's like, dude, what the? He just showed. He turned the phone. Look, and we all looked, and it's like, oh God. It's like, it's this perfect little gay penis.
Ew, I don't, I can't.
It really is. It's like a Will and Grace dick.
Jacket.
You know what I mean?
You know, such a night
That's
ruiner.
What I would think Will's dick would look like on Will and Grace.
Ew.
It had a blazer on, it was smiling.
I don't know, just yeah, it had
it's
an
like
ascot.
Organized. Yeah. It's like an organized dick.
Yeah, Modi's dick has a turtleneck that looks good.
This is making me so upset. Let's go downstairs and say hi to Keith.
All right, listen, you guys are great. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks
Amy,
for having me.
Show's coming out when?
April 30th, Comedy Central.
Make sure all you cocksuckers tune in. Don't
Please
record
spread
it.
Spread the word.
Do not record it.
Watch it
live. That's how they get ready.
I don't care if you watch it while you're sucking your own dick in a tub. Like, just watch it.
Please tweet us that photo if you can. If you have a roommate or a mother that can actually take a photo of you trying to suck your own dick. Or draw it. Sketch it yourself while you're trying to do it.
Do the stick figures you think Bobby saw and what it would look like.
Amy Schell's
coming
up.
Yeah, please draw pictures of what you think Bobby looked like doing that. Yeah, that would I'd like to see that.
Rachel, what do you got coming up?
Well, we have a special coming up, too, on Showtime.
That's right.
Amy, Nikki, Marina, and I shot a special called Women Who Kill, and it's coming out on Showtime.
It's on, like,
Thursday.
In 2 days. Oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
All you broads are funny, man. I saw Rachel at the Tom Papa thing. You fucking killed
she's
it.
She's a killer.
I mean, I've seen you bomb a lot, too, but you...
I've never seen Rachel bomb.
I'm kidding. She fucking killed it. You guys are really funny, and I'm glad. I'm glad you guys are... I fucking know you broads. The funny chicks, man. That's a great... I can't
Bobby,
wait to see
I
that show.
I think you're really funny, and I love you.
I love you too, sweetie. Eric, what do you got?
I don't like that you started with her. Now it's...
Yeah. It's the way it should go. I shouldn't even ask you because it's not... This is coming out too soon. It's coming out in
Eric
a
has
week.
That show on NBC about dogs.
Hey, make sure you support our sponsors. That's right, you son of a bitches. We have sponsors, kid. Make sure you go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Go to the website and buy all your goods, your needs, your tech stuff, whatever the fuck it is, off of Amazon.com. But use our link. Because every time you use our link, whatever it is, just we make money. You support the show for nothing. Stuff you're going to get anyways. So make sure you do that. Go to our page on Riotcast and use our link. And go to Gamefly.com/YKWD. Get a 2-week free subscription to Gamefly. It's the Netflix of video games. If you play video games, why spend $60 every friggin' month on a game that you're going to be done with in a couple weeks? Or maybe a couple days if you're a friggin' lunatic like some of you. Just go to Gamefly.com and use it that way. It's a perfect way to game. You can keep the games after if you want to. Return them and get a brand new one. Gamefly.com/YKWD. And make sure you, if you want to, click the donate button. $1, $5, $20,000, whatever you got. You can donate to the show. All goes back into the show, like Heather Graves. Constantly donate to the show. Thank you. And you know, you guys out there, we love you for doing that. Thanks for supporting the show that way. Actually giving us cash, which is great. But here's another way you can do it. TweakedAudio.com. They're our sponsor of the show, sponsor of the network. Great headphones, 33% off. Go to TweakedAudio.com right now. Use the code word DUDE, and you get 33% off already cheap headphones. And when I say cheap, I don't mean quality. The quality is great. I have a pair, and you know me. I'm a tech guy. I have 3 pairs. They're great gifts for people. You know you lose these headphones all the time. You leave them on a car, a train, bus, in a hotel room, at work. Get a few pairs. Buy them for your girl. Buy them for your wife, your friends. Put one in your bag. Put one in your pocket. Have one at work. Go right now. You can't. You can't not go. Because they're so cheap, price-wise, such good quality headphones. And you get 33% off. TweakedAudio.com. Use the code word DUDE when you buy and you get 33% off and free shipping. So there you go. Make sure you support our sponsors. Thanks a lot, guys.
You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.